Oh gosh, let's see. We found a piece of rabbit, and then we found a dead skunk on the road, and then we...
Suddenly I whirled and faced him. Some dogs might believe that story, Junior, but it won't work on me. I know you know something you're not telling, and you know I know you know it, so let's quit playing games. I could see that this slashing approach had worked. He hung his head and shuffled his feet. He was ready to confess.
Well, okay. If you really have to know...
I really have to know, Junior. There's nothing personal in this. It's just part of my job. Let's take it from the beginning. You were flying over the middle pasture. He nodded. You saw something down below. He nodded. You went into a dive and swooped down on it. He nodded. All right, you take it from there.
It was brown, and we swooped down on it, and we were so hungry.
Yes, yes, brown, swooped, hungry. It all fits into place. Go on.
And Papa got mad because it was only a sack of garbage.
Huh? A sack of garbage? That's impossible.
And it was full of paper and a banana peel, and all we got to eat was a piece of bologna sandwich.
I see. I started pacing again. My mind seems to work faster when I pace. Had I been outsmarted by this buzzard, or was he telling the truth? The pieces of the puzzle just didn't seem to fit. I had a piece of rabbit, a dead skunk, a sack of garbage, a banana peel, and part of a bologna sandwich. They just didn't fit. I decided to try a different tack. All right, Junior. For the sake of convenience, we'll assume your story checks out. Maybe you and your old man were clean on this one, but what about other suspicious characters? Did you see anyone else in the middle pasture? He nodded.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped pacing and whirled on him again. Just as I suspected. You saw the murderers in the middle pasture, but you weren't going to tell me, were you? You were going to hide that crucial piece of evidence. But let me remind you, Junior, that concealing evidence makes you an accessory of the crime.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, indeed, which means that you could find yourself in very serious trouble. So, I faced him with a cold sneer.